Welcome to the new age. Politics, economics, and social strife are things of the past. A time of boundless technological potential. Drugs to combat illness and disease. Sustainable lifestyles, harmonious societies. The means to communicate our feelings with passion and thoughtfulness beyond physical abilities.
No.
Tonight's 10.
Hello and welcome to the program tonight.
Good evening.
Good evening.
The age of maximizing
design.
Donald Trump called a rally in Vermont last night.
This is the 21st century. A strange time of 24-hour news, contradictory stories about health, and adverts about rental dysfunction.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad.
Celebrities are born and die in the blink of an eye.
Dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter.
Economics and extremism. Two strands defining the first decades of the political century.
The week in which a bunch of loser jihadists slaughtered 132 innocents in Paris.
What binds this generation together?
I need to share everything about me, but I still demand my privacy. I need a privilege. Take a look at this picture of a cat.
Viral video.
Hashtag self-important cliche phrase.
I'm secretly a badger and an African gazelle and a can of Febreze. Impersonating a human being.
Join us as we discuss the stories making the headlines in the UK and around the world. Duncan Watson. Gordon Watson. Scott Baxter, Tom Davenport, and special guests. Sit back and relax as you listen to The Vox News Show.
Get that one out first.
That's a lovely introduction to the show.
Right. Right, so you're listening to the Vox News Show podcast.
Can't smell that now.
Right, you're listening to the Vox News Show podcast. I can't remember which number this is. I think it's number 4 or maybe number 5.
Is it not 1?
Are we going back to start?
Yeah, I think we're just starting.
1A.
1A then. 1A.
1A0.
Right, so. Okay, so this is podcast number
1A0.
Zero.
Point zero.
Point zero. Cubed. Squared.
Yes.
Zero.
Googled.
Yeah. Right, so we used to do this program. It was about 2 hours long in Stirling University, and it was a news and current affairs program. And we talk about things that are happening nationally, and we talk about things that are happening internationally too. So, we decided that we'd bring the program back. We've culled some of the people that were in it before. So we used to have this guy called Alan Grant, who was, yeah. So we had this person called Alan Grant, who's a really nice guy. We haven't spoken to him in a long time, but hopefully we can get him back onto the program. And we also used to have a guy called Chris Renison, who...
Chris might actually come back.
So Chris, all right, yeah. Chris might come back. Yeah. So, you know, watch this space.
Yeah, the late Mr. Chris Renison. He's always turned up late, so we thought we'd call him that.
Okay, so just to introduce you again, my name is Gordon Watson. I'm a like a broadcaster kind of person, with my tag team partner Duncan Watson, who is no relation to me, or kind of. We also have Tom Davenport that Duncan went to school with and is still very good friends with. And their other friend, Mr. Scott Baxter, who we work with and is also a very good friend of Duncan and Tom's and mine, and we all work in a little shop, which I won't give the name out of, but we chat about everything, politics and news and current affairs and just about anything, and we decided we'd bring this program back and do it as a podcast form. So I've talked for what looks like just coming up to 4 minutes and 30 seconds, so that means that we'll talk about. I'm just going to introduce the first topic we're going to talk about, and that is.
Damn it.
Oh, shut up. I'm doing this ad lib.
Wind it up.
Right, so we're going to talk about David Bowie and the sad death of him on the 10th of January. So it's nearly been a week. We're going to have a little chat about his legacy, all the things that are interesting about him, like his image and his music and stuff like this. So, yeah, we'll get underway. Do you want to get underway now?
Yeah.
All right.
Give it 10 minutes.
It's 10 minutes.
Right, so David Bowie's basically had a career that spanned almost 40 years. Or no, over 50 years. It started in 1967. It's 2016 now. You know, if he'd lasted all the way through, then yeah, it would have been a long time. But he basically worked all that time, solo career with various bands, and like the lasting memories for people will probably be Image and the music. So let's just go around us first off. What do you think was your favourite song, Scott, from David Bowie?
Let's Dance.
Why?
I don't know. Just because it makes me want to dance. It doesn't.
Go at the dusk.
Request
never,
it.
Never happened and it never will. No, I like Let's Dance. It's a good song.
Okay.
Yeah, that's as deep as it goes.
Alright.
Yeah.
Tom, what about you?
I think it's probably the first one that I really listened to. So I got an album off my dad and I thought, this is dad music, you know? But actually, it was Sorrow.
Sorrow, alright.
Yeah,
okay.
You know one? Probably not choice, but.
No.
Damn, yeah. Really got me into there. After that, Space Oddity, because I mean, what an epic. I think the thing with David Bowie is the way each generation he always brought out something that was could be good. Where some bands fizzled out, he kept, you know, burning.
What was that whole thing about reinvention? And I think he was asked in one interview I watched a couple of days ago with, I think it was a Quebec sort of magazine type of program. And he was asked, you know, how were you so successful in, you know, staying at the top of your game and all this kind of stuff? And I think he joked and said something about, oh, I'm a chameleon. I'm desperate to always change myself so that I can return to something new and people will see it. And there's other things as well that are quite funny where he gets questions from fans like, why did you kill Ziggy? You know, why did you kill him? And we're talking about, obviously, Ziggy Stardust, which we'll get on to in just a minute. But yeah, just really fascinating. And it's that thing as well you say about where we pick up on his music. So you said your dad's CDs and stuff like that.
It's a generation thing. I mean, he appeals to each one. I think what's kind of special about him is it's sort of outsider figure, you know? He just sounds strange, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you know, you see his film, The Man Who Fell to Earth. It's just a sort of, yeah.
What was that about? What was that film about? Was it that, if I'm right in saying this is the one where he's an alien, mm-hmm. and he comes to Earth with the intention of trying to secure the support of Earth to help his planet because it's ailing and they're lacking natural resources, they need water or something like this? Is that right? All right, okay.
Wow.
I mean, it sounds rubbish on paper, but he really brought it, you know?
He knew how to speak to people, and he knew what media was. He was very in tune with what was going on with his surroundings. In fact, there's a very famous interview with Jeremy Paxman where he predicts the future of the internet very, very accurately. And in the interview, Jeremy Paxman sounds like he's quite sceptical of the internet. I think it was the sort of generally accepted opinion at the time, but you know, we've seen today just how right he is.
Mm.
Yeah, he was a clairvoyant.
This might sound like quite a generic thing to say about musicians, but he did have a particularly unique voice, particularly unique sound.
What was that?
Well, just as a singer, simply just, you know, he had his own particular, it almost sounds like he is actually just speaking the words rather than actually singing them, I've noticed.
Okay.
Particularly in that Let's Dance song that Scott was mentioning.
Mm-hmm. What would you say then is your favourite song?
Probably Rebel Rebel.
Yeah.
I mean,
Why is that?
Probably a generic choice again. But, I don't know, it just always reminds me of good times, I suppose. And that's, I've always generally enjoyed it when it comes on.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Alright. Who got you into him?
There was a guy I lived with in my fourth year at university. He was quite sort of hippie-esque for now, I suppose. And he listened to a lot of older stuff, including The Doors as well. Uh-huh. And